I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. North Korea is headlining a lot of political tensions these days as Kim Jong-un pushes the boundaries of nuclear testing. U.S. Congress wants to put North Korea back on the list of designated state sponsors of terrorism. Now, the U.S. took the hermit nation off that list in 2008 to encourage North Korea to dismantle their nuclear weapons program. With rising animosity on the political spectrum, where does the church come in? Kristen Wright with Open Doors USA says we can pray for the estimated 300,000 Christians in North Korea that they would remain unshakable in their faith. Wright also says,
for the rest of North Koreans, whether they've been exposed to Christianity or not, we need to pray that the eyes of North Koreans would be opened to the truth of what is happening there and to the truth of the gospel.
And there may be an ocean between you and the project that you just sponsored, but that doesn't mean it's an impersonal gift. Joanna Mangione of SOAR International says their Baskets of Hope distribution over Easter reached over 1,000 kids, mostly orphans, with gifts, a Bible, and a letter from basket sponsors. You see, the letters bridge the gap between your heart and theirs. And this simple act of love is so important.
A lot of these kids, when they start to tell you, when you actually get to know them and you hear some of these stories, I mean, they're really horrific. Our goal in this project is that as they receive these gifts, as they receive these letters, as they receive the gospel, they will then receive the hope that is in Christ.
Through the challenges of just growing up that lay ahead. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.